world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I need to go for about a 5-mile run, but I probably couldn't even do a 5-mile walk. I got this energy up inside of me that I don't know what it is. Sometimes I feel like I see things so clearly and that other people can't don't see it as clearly. Thank you for the last couple of days with Dr. Corsi. He's going to join us later on here in the show as well. Just kind of a wrap up to what's going on. And I got so much information flowing through me today, and I'm glad that you're here. And no, I'm not always right, but I'm always thinking. And I asked myself a couple questions. Who do we turn to, folks? We clearly have a captured nation. We have a captured nation. The politicians on both sides, it's a captured nation. Come on, you know that, right? What was it, George, the comedian said, it's a big club and you ain't in it. I mean, it really is. It's a big club and we are not in it. And we find ourselves begging evil men to do good. I didn't watch any of the convention. I haven't watched any of it, nor will I watch any of it. Those lying scumbags, all of them. But I saw a clip this morning. It was just, it's like I'm stuck in some type of vortex. It's the Obamas and the Clintons and they won't go away. They won't go away. So that's why we know that this is nothing more than organized crime, friends. And they want Kamala Harris to be president of the United States because it keeps them, the family, they're the mafia. It keeps them in control. Huh? They have a candidate running for president of the United States that nobody voted for. Nobody voted for her, right? And they talk about democracy, and there's Obama, and there's Mrs. Obama, and there's Hillary. It's like my head just freaking spinning. We're caught in a vortex. And the question then becomes, who do we turn to? Who do we turn to? Who do we turn to? Want to call your local official? You think your local official, your House of Representative guy, huh? You think he cares? You think he cares what you have to say? You don't think he's bought and sold by the Republican Party, the same forces that are buying it? Come on, buying both teams? Come on, you're with me, aren't you? Right? And why is it happening? Because nobody is ever held accountable. Nobody is ever held accountable. That's the greatest problem. So we look at all this great work that Dr. Corsi is doing. God bless him. By the way, Saturday Night Live. I got to slow down here a minute. All this great work that he's doing, and he can't get anybody to bite on it. They won't bite on it. And I spoke to Dr. Frank yesterday. And Dr. Frank, I asked him about what do you think with Dr. Corsi and what he's doing? Yeah, I'm with him. It's good. He needs to do this. He needs to do that. Yeah, but because this thing is so multifaceted. And so I'm thinking yesterday after the show's over and Lord, what do I do? What do I tell these people to do? What do I tell our team to do? And that still is the answer, isn't it? So we know that Frank LaRose, Dr. Corsi told us yesterday that, did I call him Fauci? Didn't mean to if I did earlier. Dr. Corsi says, well, now we got the Secretary of State looking at it, and that's good. That's a good thing. But folks, is he really going to look at it? I mean, is he really going to look at it? Huh? Come on, man. Come on. So there we come back to what are we going to do about it? And let me ask you another question. If the Republicans were such good dogs, can somebody tell me why they haven't returned to in-person voting, one ballot, in-person, hand-counted? Wouldn't a lot of this stuff just go away? Why isn't the Republican Party standing up and screaming for in-person paper ballot? Can somebody explain to me? Where are they? Well, obviously, they're part of it too, aren't they? So once you get into office, you get to stay in office. Because as Dr. Corsi showed us and Dr. Frank showed us, the whole system's rigged. It's all rigged. All rigged. And then they want you to send them millions of dollars. We need $500. Oh, please, everybody give us $500. And we got to push back against the Democrats. And where does that money go? Where does that money go? And are we really in a position now? Does Donald Trump, the Republican Party, they really need more money? Are you kidding me? They really need more money to tell you what a wicked, wicked person Kamala is and the left? Would they need more money to tell us that? Something's not right. Something's not right. I'm going to show you something here. It's going to curl my toes when I... You want to know? I see you, Lynn. I see you, Mel. I'll get to you in just a second. Mel, make sure I talk about Saturday Night Live. I'm all over the place here. Pull up for me number one. Pull up number one. Everybody was celebrating the death of Phil Donahue. You remember him, don't you? Married to Danny Thomas's daughter. What was her name? Marlo Thomas. Are you guys ready for this? This is a clip of the Phil Donahue show. He was probably one of the most wicked people ever foisted on the American people. Do you remember, folks, when there was only just three channels? In some place on your channel, Phil Donahue was on in the morning. Everybody watched Phil Donahue, right? And Phil Donahue had one of the most wicked, wicked agendas. I want you to watch this. This is 3 minutes. You can put it to 1.5 speed, Johnny. Watch this. Think back how long ago this is when Phil Donahue creeps into our morning and what he did to us. Go ahead and play this real quick.
In November of 1967, we began what for me was the most important professional chapter of my life. 29 years. The Donahue Show, daytime, local. we did everything. First show was atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare. Can you imagine? Dayton, Ohio, 10:30 in the morning, turn on television, there's this Donahue guy with the most hated woman in America. Madeline Murray O'Hare brought her suit against prayer in public schools to the United States Supreme Court, and her attorney stepped before this highest tribunal in the world and said, you cannot put a crucifix in a public school building. It's not fair to the children who are not Christian. Moreover, it's a violation of the mandate for the separation of church and state as encoded in the First Amendment. Not only that, but you risk putting a Jewish kid in a nativity scene at school. Oh, Jesus, you are my divine savior. I mean, this kind of things happened because Christianity was the popular religion. Nobody, you know, it most people,
the popular religion,
it was
right. The popular
religion. Shouldn't have worship or symbols or anything in a public school system. It's not good for us. In fact, it's a separation of church and state, as she would argue, that strengthens religion. It means that no member of the president's cabinet is ever going to tell you what your rabbi what to say or your preacher what to say from the pulpit. You don't want to be any, you want them separate. So I just thought it was a wonderful, comes Madeline Murray O'Hare, first Donahue Show, November 7th, 1967. The Phil Donahue Show, very cleverly named. Madeline Murray, 10:30 a.m., Channel 2, Dayton, Ohio. There's no God, there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no angels. When you die, you go in the ground and you biodegrade as the worms eat you. Well, honest to goodness, I didn't think I was going to be able to get out of the building.
Freeze in a minute. Folks, why would anybody give a platform to what he just said? Why would anybody give that woman a platform? And he's proud of it. Go ahead.
Can you imagine? People went berserk. Guys would finish their haircut in the barbershop and stay until the show. They couldn't take their eyes off this woman who was out there railing about. We knew that we were visually boring. We knew that, you know, if callers are going to call, you're going to have, it's going to be like watching paint dry. We knew if we were had any chance to succeed, you know, we couldn't be talking about juvenile delinquency or all these, you know, all these broad, very imprecise issues that are often discussed at Rotary Club meetings and other places. We knew we had to have personalities who moved you to go to that phone and make a phone call. I mean, truly, she almost paralyzed the entire Baldwin Exchange, which is what we were on then in Dayton, Ohio. I mean, people couldn't get their doctors, hospital. I mean, really, the response was so intense that we paralyzed part of the phone system in Dayton.
There you go, folks. There you go. What was that he saying? 1967? Is that where it began, right? Separation between the church and state. And that that fool still believes there's a separation between the church and state, that doctrine that they fed down through all of us. So this is, excuse me, this ain't nothing new under the sun, baby. This ain't new what's going on. We're just kind of at the apex of it, right? Yeah, Brett, where were the real pastors back then? Stood up and pushed back against it. And boom, boom, boom. Anyway, okay, coach, take a deep breath. I got to get some stuff on the table. Prayer vigil last night was a good one. We need more of you tonight. 8 o'clock tonight, we need more of you. The demons are loose in Chicago. They did 30, I think, if my number's right. 30 abortions in the portable abortion thing. The Democratic Party is out and open. They want to do vasectomies and they want to kill babies. Folks, they are anti-life. 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 Do you understand it? You understand it? And 30% of Christians don't even vote. And half of them who do vote for the party of death. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on, right?
Boom.
Try to get the truth out. People don't understand what's going on. Churches don't care. Pastors don't care. Huh? Oh, man, I got some stuff to tell you. So prayer vigil tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay? It does matter. We would love to have you come and join us. And then Saturday Night Live, Mel Pick, help me out here, Mel. Saturday Night Live is this Saturday night here locally. Got Frog in there today. Come out of there. By the way, stop, coach. Our brother Craig Mickle is in the hospital with blood clots in his lung. And I communicated with him this morning. And he lucky ain't dead, man. Pulmonary embolism, boom, knock you over, right? He hadn't been able to breathe for. See, Craig's on the front lines, man. He drove to Chicago and staked that place. And man, oh, man. So we need to be praying for Craig. He's in the hospital. They're thinning his blood and doing whatever. God, cover that guy, Lord. Cover. Lord, I just ask you right now, just cover him. Thank you that he didn't die. Thank you that you had angels watching over him, Lord. And clean him up. Clean up his system. Clean up his diet. Do whatever you have to do for Craig. In Jesus' name, amen. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, we got Dr. Corsi's going to come down and join us. And hey, look, this whole election integrity thing, a lot of you here, hang on, Mel, I know I called on you. See, folks, the left, they are masters. They are masters. Because now, anytime you bring up election integrity, everybody's going to say, well, we already covered that. Coach, we already covered that. The media told us there wasn't any cheating. See, they've done such a great job of preparing their ground for what it is they want to plant. And it's so hard for us to get the truth to the pastors who will get it to the people. The pastors don't want to talk about it, so the people don't know what's going on. You with me? So the congregation of the left is the media. That's their congregation. They spread everything. We all drink from the same fountain of the lies. And when you try to stand up with a guy like Dr. Corsi and say, wait a minute, this is what's going on. This, oh, no, 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 no. No, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's already been debunked. You go talk to somebody about cheating in the election in 2000 and whatever year that was, they're going to roll their eyes. We might have been there. There's those conspiracy theorists, right? Do you understand, friends? You understand why our need to tell the truth is even more important today? Why we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world? And why Jesus said that they would hate you? You were going to be hated of all men. Why? Because everybody else is programmed. And when you go against the programming, you are a conspiracy theorist. See, they are conspiracy actors and we're theorists. Huh?
There you
go. We're trying to figure out what they're doing. We're trying to figure out what they're doing. And so we're trying to figure them out. And then people will say, oh, another day with Corsi. Can't we do something else? Yeah, wake the hell up. That's what we're trying to do. So Saturday night, Mel, I called you 10 times. I'm sorry. I'll shut up here a minute, Mel. Mel's kind enough to open up her pole barn for us. Bring a friend with it. Dr. Corsi will be there, but it's not about that. It's about fellowship and organizing a plan. What are we going to do about it? If you're watching right now, as part of Coach Dave Live, you are one of the people who are awake. Not woke. You understand what's going on. And you are the Johnny Appleseeds who've got to spread the truth of what's going on to everybody you know, whether they want to eat it or whether they don't want to eat it. We've got to make them aware, because we are 90 days away from an election. And whatever happens in that election, we're going to live with for 4 friggin' years. We're up against it. We're up against it. Come on in, Mel. Straighten me out here. Did I lose her?
She might have left, Coach.
Yeah, she may have gone to work or something. Like, I'm sorry, Mel.
Yeah, but listen, I'll put my contact information in the chat. Anybody who's interested in going and they need to know the details, just text me, all right? And I'll send you the details.
Yes, folks, we'd love to have it's great fellowship. I know for some of you it's a long drive. I understand that. I understand. We have got to go be the salt to the church. We have got to waken up our Christian brothers and sisters. We have Christians voting for the Democratic Party. Hang on. I ain't real high on the Republicans. Republicans are letting all this stuff happen. But it's the Democrat Party who's picked up every fringe element of American society and American culture and has given it a place to stand. Democrats are doing it. At least the Republicans give you the appearance of being against something. And at the bottom end of the day, the Democrats are against Christ. Period. Now, they get away with it because they go to the social gospel. The social gospel. So what do you mean, Coach? Well, the social gospel is at the heart of the social gospel is the love of Jesus only. God loves you just the way you are. He made you just the way you are. Embrace love. All you need is love. La, 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 la. All you need is, and meanwhile, they are so full of hate against anyone who doesn't agree with them. Oh, if you can't see the spiritual world, you don't see it. That they are anti-Christian. The Democrat Party is anti-Christian. The Republicans are ambivalent Christian. That's a good line. I just got it. Huh? Anti-Christian against ambivalent Christian. Ambivalent means I don't care. Yin or yang, you don't really matter to me. We'll put Christianity in the party. Yeah, we'll do that. But hell, we don't have to do that. Nah. So we got agnostic, antagonistic Christianity, atheistic against what? Ambivalent Christianity. That's the battle. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't belly up to the bar and you don't begin to open your mouth and speak the truth, we are on the verge. I don't even know what to tell you. I don't even know. If we let Barack Obama get a fourth term, so what? Come on. You think Joe Biden's been president the last 4 years? Obama's pulling the strings. Why do you think they have camel toes in there? Because he'll pull the strings. They don't want somebody else. Obama doesn't want somebody else in there. He wants his girl in there because that way he can pull it up. Man. And then we got people who won't vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Trump. Why? Well, so if you don't vote for Trump, that group's getting in. Now you say, but Coach, they're the same. They're the same group. Well, that may be, but at least he looks like he's not part of it. Maybe he is. And if he is, we're screwed. We're screwed if he is. But this idea of divide and conquer, of Christians canceling out each other's votes, has got to stop. Mel's back in. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks. I had to get my son off to school. He's driving
himself today.
That's
all I do. I'm sorry. You know me. I just rattle on.
I just wanted to bring your attention to two things. The information for Saturday Night Live Ohio is on the LibertyActionNetwork.com website. Also, there's another event happening this weekend on Sunday, the 25th. It's the first annual concert. It's an Ohio Brett and Friends event. It's a music event. So Saturday is Saturday Night Live Ohio, and the 25th Sunday is the first annual concert with Ohio Brett. So I just wanted to bring your attention to those two events. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel. Thanks for opening up your place. And Johnny, I don't know if he can somehow put in the chat the location of Saturday Night Live. Can you do that? It's down, kind of down there at the bottom. There it is. The 2320 Steeman Road. Just if you can, just put that in the chat so people know where it is. And we'll all get together. Actually, I'm expecting Dr. Corsi to come rolling there. He's got a lot going on too. And here's something that I want to, well, maybe I'll wait till he gets in here. Jeff Klein, come on in, Jeff.
Coach, I just asked for prayer this morning. You know, about 9 months ago, my stepdad died. And yes, him and my mom both got the jab. Mm. Well, yesterday, my nephew called me. I ain't talked to him or seen him in 10 years, probably. My sister's son called to tell me, I don't know, later in the day. But yesterday morning, nobody called me. My mom died. And my nephew calls. He said, Uncle Jeff, I hate to be the one to have to call you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. So he told me. So I got to share with him just the division.
Your brother, Jeff, who died?
My mom.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was in a lot of pain. And it's a good thing. I've had chats with her recently, and she was ready to go be with Clyde. You know what I mean? It smiled. So it's all good. No pain, no tears. She's out of here. But now I deal with all of these family members who say they're Christian, and they're not. So I had a good talk with Josh yesterday. I told him, I said, Josh, I said, look at where we're at. I said, you, all my brothers and sisters, my son, my grandkids, they don't see any of you. I said, we're all divided. And that's what Satan's doing. Destroy lives. And this is where we're at. So he agreed with me. We had a good conversation. And so now I'm going to have to deal with all them in the next few days. And so just pray for me. You know what I mean? I need it. So,
yeah, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I think that those who are actively involved in expanding the kingdom of God, I think the pressure coming against us is like it's never been. I think we're really at some kind of breakthrough. One of the things I want to I talked to Dr. Frank yesterday about Dr. Corsi and everything that's going on. I wasn't checking in on him. Dr. Frank actually called me, and he said, "Coach, here's my concern. Frank LaRose has opened an investigation. Does anybody know if he'll do a real one?" And I thought, "Wow, wow." Yep, we did an investigation and we didn't find anything there. Thank you, Dr. Corsi, right? This is what we're up against, because there is nobody. I'm thinking, my wife went yesterday to a county commissioner meeting here locally. And there was about 30 people there about an issue. And I said, who are the commissioners? And she told me, and I know a couple of them. And one of them, she told me, I said, he's the commissioner. He is. Oh, Lord. How do we get to the place where unprincipled people get in positions of authority and principled people aren't? Don't, right? And it comes back to silos. Mel talks about that all the time. Silos. Oh, yeah, I want to work with this guy, and I want to work with this guy, and I want to work with this guy, but we won't work together. No, we're not going to work together. Leaving a guy out on an island all by himself. So we do a prayer vigil. Some other groups join us. And then, golly, we didn't know this was going on. Well, it's not because I'm not trying to get the word out. How do I get the word out? And by the way, do I say, hey, we're doing a prayer vigil tonight. Would you all join us? And then there they are, and their ministries, and they're worried about, well, I'm telling you the truth here, okay? God, we don't want to introduce them to Coach Dave Live. They may start watching Coach Dave Live. I don't know if are you with me? That's what we're dealing with. What we're dealing with. And Scripture says that where there's unity, God will command the blessing. I'm so... Today, what is today? The 21st. Bring up Isaiah 59. Bring up Isaiah 59 for us. That's our prayer reading today. Isaiah 59. Who's going to read that for me? Isaiah 59. We'll get it up on the screen. This is the action we're in. We're after this man. We ain't giving up. God bless Craig. God bless Randy. God bless all those guys who are out there working hard, trying to make a difference. That crew down in Oklahoma, those warriors down there. Craig and his team, and Dave Allison and oh my goodness, their group up there, and Lord, help us, Lord, help us come together. Who's going to read that for me?
I got you, cuz.
All right, Vinny, go, buddy.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated.
There's a but there, Vinny. There's a but. In other words, he can do it, but. He can do it, but. Go ahead, Vinny.
Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
Boy, oh boy.
For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies and conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity.
Hey, Vinny, can I stop right there? Freeze it, John. Now, you think about the American society, the American culture we're in, and there it is. Nobody calls for justice. Oh, they try to convict people. They try to do that, but they're not after justice, right? None call for justice. Nobody pleads for truth. They trust in vanity. In other words, what's good for them, what makes them look good, what gives them attention, and they speak lies. They conceive mischief. How do you conceive mischief? Conceive it. They conceive it. And when they conceive this mischief, what do they bring forth? Sin. They conceive mischief. They don't call for justice. They don't plead for truth. They trust in themselves. They lie. They conceive mischief. They bring forth iniquity. And then what happens, Vinny? Keep going.
They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper.
Wow.
Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil.
Hang on. You see that convention? You see that convention in Chicago? Their feet are running to evil. They're running to the. They make haste to shed innocent blood. They bring portable abortion trucks, vasectomy, anti-life, and Christians vote for them. Go ahead.
Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths.
Wow. The way of peace they don't know, and there is no judgment in their goings. Vinny, did you write this? Man, huh? Keep going.
They have made them crooked paths. Mm. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us.
Mm-hmm.
Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity; for brightness, but we walk in darkness.
Boy, don't we say, freeze it. Therefore, judgment is far from us. We have no place where we can go in courts and get justice. We have none. It's far from us. Why? Neither doth justice overtake us. Why? We wait for the light, but behold the obscurity. We wait for bright, but we walk in darkness. We are. Why? Because the church is withdrawn. The church is not involved in any of it. There is no light in the American government. Keep going, Vinny.
We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as into the night. We are in desolate places as dead men.
We are in desolate places as dead men. Hang on. I want to hear it. Somebody say amen.
Boom.
I say amen. Come on, I say amen.
Amen.
We are in desolate places, dead men walking, baby. Go ahead.
We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them.
Yeah, we know what's going on. They're murdering babies, portable abortion things. We know it. Where are the pastors? Where are the churches? What's going on? Judgment's far from us. Who are you to judge? Go ahead.
In transgressing and lying against the Lord, turning away from our
lying God. Against who, Vinny?
The Lord.
We're lying against the Lord. We ain't lying against the Democrats and the Hittites and the Shittites and the Pittites. We're lying against the Lord. Keep going.
In departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood.
Man, oh man, telling lies, 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 lies.
And judgment is turned away backwards, wow. And justice standeth far off.
Because truth is fallen in the street. You know what it means when truth has fallen in the street? It means it was the foundation. Truth was the foundation, and it's fallen. There is no truth anymore. They lie. You know they lie. We know they lie. The media knows they lie. And nobody cares. Truth has fallen in the street. Hey, folks, who's going to lift up the banner of truth other than the church? And the church didn't go to pick up the banner of truth. Why? Because they're waiting for an evacuation. I'm just telling you the truth. They don't want to polish the brass on a sinking ship. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. Keep going, Vinny.
And equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey.
Hang on that, Vinny. This, folks, this is critical. This is critical. First of all, truth fails. Can you believe that? Truth fails. Wow. But look at this. And he that teaches his children to depart from evil, I'm paraphrasing. He that teaches his children the doctrines of demons in public schools maketh his children a prey. Do you get it, friends? Do you get it? Do you understand that if you're setting your children up with the truth, when they step out into the wicked world, they are a prey? They're going to J6 them. They're going to do all kinds of stuff to them. And it's, we're going to be the grandmas and grandpas are going to look back and watch our grandchildren pay the price for our cowardice and our failure to stand. Keep going, Vinny.
Your call has been forwarded to the
And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was
Hang on, Vinny. Vinny, the pastors are telling us not to judge. They're telling us not to judge. The Lord saw it and it displeased him. There wasn't any judgment.
Because we send our kids out to be lambs of slaughter.
Amen, brother. We are. It's our own fault.
And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak.
Amen.
According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay the recompense.
Why are we spreading love to his enemies, friends? Can somebody help me out with that one? He wants to give them recompense and fury, and we're telling him how much. It loves them.
All you need is love.
Yep, huh? Boy, this is anti-Christian gospel today, isn't it? Keep going.
So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west.
Huh?
And his glory from the rising of the sun.
Vinny, the Lord's got a wonderful plan for their lives. He's got a wonderful plan. They don't fear him.
When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
By the way, that Spirit of the Lord that's going to lift up that standard against him is that same Spirit that dwells inside you, the Holy Spirit of God inside you. Go ahead.
And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. my spirit that is upon thee, my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever.
Oh, there's the political solution right there, huh? Yeah. The Spirit is upon me, and my words, which I put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your children, nor out of the mouth of your children's children, says the Lord, from henceforth and forever. The problems we're facing in America today fall squarely in the lap of the American Christian. Sorry if you don't see it that way. That's the way I see it. Amen. Let me grab a deep breath here. Dr. Corsi's joining us here. We got about 20 minutes with him. I want some questions from you guys. I got a couple of questions for Dr. Corsi when he gets back there. Because, look, folks, we can't ignore politics. But at the same time, we have to understand exactly what's going on. And part of what's happening, in my opinion, is the enemy has attacked us on so many fronts that we don't know where we are supposed to push back. In fact, our friend Mel would say to me, Coach, we're all just in silos. What do you mean? My ministry, this is what we do. I'm sorry, I can't help you. But if you're doing something, I can't join with you, because if I introduce my crew to you, they might like you better. And they might stop following you, Coach Dave, rather than following me. So therefore, we operate. Somebody say amen out there, so you get what's going on, right? At the heart of it, friends, at the heart of it are selfish men with selfish hearts. That's what it is. That they've convinced themselves that they're doing good things. They've convinced themselves of that. But don't ever forget this. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones doing it. And I learned as a young coach, it was amazing how much could we get done if we didn't care who got the credit. That would have been a boom.
Can I say something real quick, Coach?
Yeah, Joe, come on in.
A lot of us old timers miss Joe Silver. But Vinny, you just hit it out of the park, bud. Your voice is amazing. My ears just perked up.
Amen. Joe Silver's listening. I think if I scroll down here, Silver's probably out there. We haven't replaced you, Joe. You're still number one in our hearts. But hey, Joe, we had to let Vinny come in because we believe in affirmative action in here. We need a little bit of a black voice in here, Joe. That's why we had to do it, right? Folks, that's the crap that we deal with, isn't it? Isn't it? Amen. So, Dr. Corsi, get over here, man. Get over here. I'm giving this old codger up there, getting him up again. Dr. Corsi, I wrote a question down here today. How do we know that Frank LaRose is going to do a real investigation?
Well, it started yesterday. I mean, we started already exchanging information with them. And so they're going to do a real investigation.
You think they are? How do we, Dr. Corsi, I've seen this kind of stuff happen before, as I'm sure you have. I'm not making fun. I'm not fighting with you. Well, they'll do something, and 6 weeks before the election, they'll say, well, we did an investigation and we couldn't find anything. What's the odds of that happening, Dr. Corsi?
It doesn't go that way. I mean, I'll give them next week. But I'm already now reaching out. I have started dreaming about this last night. And so today I've got a call. I'm arranging a call to get the databases from the five swing states. I may get the databases from every state I can get them in, and I'm going to run tests next week. I'm setting up to run tests on all of them next week. Also, I'm going to get in touch with Joe Hoff today and do a national announcement.
Good. So, Dr. Corsi, I've told you I'm friends with Dr. Frank, and he called me yesterday. I had a good conversation. He really supports you. I want you to know that.
Well,
he really supports you. But here's what he said to me, Dr. Corsi. I almost called you Fauci. Sorry. That was really, really made sense. He said, Coach, at some point, we all have to show up and say, look, here is a fake ballot. We went to so-and-so address. There is nobody living there, and this person voted. Are we going to be able to do that, Dr. Corsi? Yeah,
we can do that in a lot of cases. I mean, there's plenty of that around. We have that's where it'll build, and we'll be able to do that nationally. But what I'm doing right now is I want to get enough pressure on the states where they realize that they can't escape this. And so therefore, I'm going to go to all the states I can get to simultaneously. And I'm going to hit them all next week with it.
Is there a way that we can help this crew right in here? You've been with us two and a half days now. How can we help bring pressure to further give some pop to what it is that you're doing?
Tell me more about this rally that you're going to do over the weekend. Where is the rally going to be?
Well, we do a rally, and we can discuss this. I mean, it's a long way for you to come down and all that. We call it Saturday Night Live. And what Saturday Night Live is, we just put out and said, hey, listen, we're gathering together, and we want you to come here, and we're going to talk about issues and get to know each other. And then you are going to go back, and you're going to infiltrate your own church. We say we pick up where the church left off. And
okay, we don't know if it'll be
20. We don't know if it'll be 50. We don't know if it'll be 100. So it is what it is. And if numbers matter, then that's okay. I get how the game's played. But we've got to get the church involved. It's just a bit east of Columbus.
Okay, where's a bit east of Columbus, and what time does it occur?
6 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Okay, what I may do is can we film it? Can we get a video of it?
Maybe we can do some type of Zoom in. That would be a good idea. Maybe we can do that. We'll talk about that later, okay?
Okay, but I mean, I'm thinking that could be, I want that to be a big event. I can put that up on my website, and we get that around the country, and we may be using that to announce some plans that we're going to do.
Okay, so Zoom you in. We'll be able to do that. We can Zoom you in. That'll work out.
Okay, now, here's the deal. If we have today, I'm going to reach out and see if I can, how many states I can get a hold of, and then I'm going to run them all. So if I can say I found algorithms in 25 states, we already have a national story. And so I'm building it for a national story while the investigation in Ohio is going on. In other words, in order to pressure Ohio, I'm going to go to other states and get it also going in other states. And then let Ohio be the first.
Hey, Dr. Corsi.
Yeah.
It's fourth quarter, brother. It's fourth quarter, and the clock is running.
It's been fourth quarter for a long time. I mean, yeah. Anybody watched the Democrats' convention last night? I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but this thing looks satanic. I mean,
not only that, it's a replay. It's the same old people. It's Clinton. It's Obama. It's Mrs. Obama. It's the same old pot.
It was disgusting. I couldn't watch very much of it last night. Yeah.
And supposedly half of America's voting for that. Do you believe that, Dr. Corsi? Do you believe half of
America? No, it's all nonsense. It's nonsense. They're gaslighting it. That's all nonsense. It's all intelligence agency nonsense.
Amen.
But see, we've got to have a couple of major moves here that shake this up. And I think I've got a couple in mind. So I'm going to start architecting it today.
Okay.
I'm going to start with some phone calls. I'm going to get some people who can help us behind this, and you know, including with some money. So I'll get some money behind this, get the effort going. I'll start paying some people to get some things put into place.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's certainly no shortage of Christian money. Dr. Corsi, here's what I tell people. I'm at war in some ways against the local church and pastors. I say millions of dollars flow into the local church and never leave the church. They go in there, they pay salaries, they put blacktop down, they put new pews in, all that kind of stuff, and none of it ever leaves the church to impact the culture. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, and also they're not preaching the gospel. They're not preaching. They're not talking about social issues.
No, it's a different gospel.
They're afraid to lose their tax-exempt status.
Yeah, they're afraid of a lot. Let me get Randy in here. Come on in, Randy. Hey, Dr. Corsi, listen. We're glad that you're here. If you need to go, we appreciate it. We know you've got a lot going on.
This morning may be a little difficult for me, but I'm thinking about what I want to do with the rally is use it for some action plans.
That's what we want.
And I want to maybe not travel to get to it because it's...
Yeah, that's cool.
I've got to figure out also whether I'm going to be in Columbus with the... how I'm going to meet with the Ohio Secretary of State's office. I might meet with them virtually too. Okay. It's not necessary anymore to be in person with them.
No, but we need to film it, Dr. Corsi. You need to have a video of it, right? We got to do that.
Well, don't worry about that. They're not going to be able to wiggle out of this one. First of all, I don't think they want to. I think there's enough pressure here in Ohio where they figured out that it makes more sense to be with Trump than it does with these demons.
Yeah.
And so I think that Frank LaRosse has made a decision already that if he gets to be the first to say there's algorithms, he gets a national announcement for himself.
Yep.
And I'm going to position that right now. So I'm going to get off of this and I'm going to set up with Joe Hoft to
all get right.
a gateway.
Go get him. Go get him, Dr. Corsi. I'll be in contact with you about this weekend then.
We'll figure out this weekend, okay? Because I think if I can get a video event out of it, it makes more sense to do it where I can put it on the internet where a lot of people can see it than to travel down there.
I like it.
Take
I like
time it. There in person, okay?
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks, Doc.
We'll work this out. Okay. Thank you very much. God bless.
Amen. Randy, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. I'm getting ready to do a documentary in Oklahoma here early September, I think. And it's going to get on film. Coach, do you realize all the county election boards, they're in the courthouse, most of them.
Right.
Or in a building right there next to it. But
that's right. That's right.
Coach, this is part of, this is what, God has dropped Dr. Corsi right here in our lap.
He has, brother.
He has dropped him here, Coach. This is so obvious to me. We need to be really, really part of what he's doing and not just talk about it, but help fund him, pray over him, be with him, be at some of these events there. If we just carry his notebook around for him, Coach,
mm-hmm.
this is something that's coming forward that's probably going to be the big reveal. Okay, so Coach, we have to see this. We got to see what God's doing. I know where to be today. I know where to be next week. And this court thing, Coach, is so connected with this voting.
Yes, it is.
Cheating.
Yep.
We're taking their cover off of them, Coach. This is when this man's going to walk in and with this truth and in a lot of these corrupt counties. And I don't know what's going to turn these people, this Frank guy in Ohio. But look, Coach, if he just comes out of nowhere and says, yeah, we're going to investigate, and he actually does it and it's turned and it starts a domino thing. Look, I don't know how it's going to look, but I know how to be obedient in the moment. I do know how to do that. I know how to get people to do that. Coach, we got to be really, really in right now. We can't just put it off. Talk about it. We need to get in. This is crucial. Right. This is timing of God.
So, Randy, you know, I spoke to Dr. Frank yesterday. I think I mentioned that. Not to check up on – well, he called me. I wasn't checking up on Dr. Corsi. Dr. Frank called me. And he said, Coach, here's what we need to do. And he said, I've been telling this to people locally. Are you hearing me, folks? Locally. He said, you need to go to the local Board of Education, get a copy of the voter rolls, and go to some place that isn't really a place. And say, I went here, Ray LeBlanc is registered to vote here, and he doesn't live here. That's fraud. He said, until we do that, it's all speculation. Now, I put something, you guys remember, hey, click on number 6 real quick, Johnny. Click on number 6. I'm trying to paint a picture for you here. Remember her? Anybody remember her? Know who that is, Ray?
No.
That's Sidney Powell. Anybody remember Sidney Powell?
Yep.
Okay. Huh? Where's Sidney Powell right now? Why, she got sued for millions and millions and millions of dollars. Why? Because she ran down the yellow brick road after the Dominion voting machines, and that isn't the problem. That was a bait and switch. Click on the next one down there, number 7. Click on number 7. Anybody remember that guy? You know who that is?
Yep. Well,
that'd be Lynn Wood. You guys remember Lynn Wood? And he got together with Rudy Giuliani, and they were going to expose all the, and they ran down the wrong path. They had a bait and switch done to him. And so the bait and switch was done to him. He was defrocked or whatever because he was presenting evidence that was baited evidence. It wasn't real evidence. And they ran down that trail, and it was the wrong trail. And now all across America, what does everybody say? Well, that's all been debunked, Coach. That's all been debunked. That's what we're dealing with, guys. That's what we're dealing. So we need to, as local people, and I'm not telling you to go do this now, we need to go to our local Board of Education, get voting rolls, and look at it and say, just go down there with your eyeballs, say, my goodness, there's 16 people registered here. And this is just an empty lot. There's 16 people registered there. And they voted. That's the kind of thing we need to do. Now, as Dr. Corsi said yesterday, it's most likely happened in the large cities. Maybe not so much in your little burg because there really isn't a whole lot they can do, but it's happening in the larger cities. So this is an unfolding plan. If we allow them to cheat in the election again, folks, I don't know. What else? How do we validate fake votes? How do you do that? How do you validate a fake vote? Well, you do what I just said. The voter rolls are, Dr. Frank, this is his plan, by the way. The voter rolls are public information. You can go and you can request the file. They put it on your phone. And you go and say, well, look down through it and say, wow, there's 16 people living at this, registered at this address. You go down there and there ain't none of them there. Well, you find dead people. And they voted. That's fraud. That's the type of thing that Dr. Frank says we have to come up with. We have to. Somebody come in here. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Ray sitting over here, amen to me. Thank God for Ray LeBlanc. Hey, by the way, if you would, pray for Ray's wife, Jane. Did you guys put her on your prayer list? I don't want to repeat what the doctors have said about it because I think they're liars, but she's facing a pretty severe medical issue. So please pray for Jane LeBlanc. And it's J-E-I-G-N. It's not like J-A-N-E. J-E-I. Say it again, Ray.
Jane like rain.
Jane like our rain. God rains. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Like our God reigns. Jane like God reigns. And so put her on your prayer list as well.
Okay? Hey, Coach.
Yes.
When are we going to get off our ASS and get along with somebody like this guy, Dr. Corsi, and be on his team, link up with Dr. Frank? We have 76 days now.
We got to do it,
brother. It's important.
We got to do it. Now, Trent, here's the truth. Folks, look at me. You're going to have to do it. There ain't nobody coming to your town but you. There ain't nobody doing it. Now, maybe I could get a list of all the voting rolls in Fairfield County, Franklin County, Columbus. And we could get a group of us to get together and go through. We could do that. But as he said, the voter rolls, the cheating is probably in the larger cities. Although, if it's happening in your little local community, what if you would go and get the voter rolls and find out that your brother, who died 3 years ago, voted? Fraud vitiates. These are the kind of things that we're going to have to begin to dig out. And Trent, you're absolutely right. We got to quit waiting or believing that somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to do it.
We are the somebody else. Why would he come to us?
Why would God send him to us? That's what
we didn't go to Dr. Corsi. Amen. We're the people.
We're it, man. We're the army. That's the same thing that Dr. Frank said. And it was good to have a conversation. I'm not talking behind either one. I'm not talking in out of confidence with either one of them, right? Dr. Frank fully supports Corsi, fully supports it. But he said he's got to, where's the beef? He has to come up with a voter who voted who didn't live. You got to come up with one. You got to come up with an actual algorithm voter, a created no person voter. You got to come up with one. And he said they're hard to find, but that's what we have to do. Makes sense, right? Otherwise, yeah, Frank LaRose is going to come in and do an investigation. And what's he going to say? Well, we didn't find any. And of course, he's already told us, of course, you're not going to find them. They're embedded. They're hidden. God, the devil's good.
Coach, do we have faith? What were those stones called? Did they fall down when we prayed against them? Out in Georgia? I mean, come on.
No, of course not. That's right. We know. Randy said listening to podcast isn't action. Folks, we know without a shadow of a doubt, when we go stake, when we go prayer walk, when we go, things happen. It's undeniable things happen. But we don't want to believe our own eyes. It was a coincidence. That just happened. Funny that we would go prayer walk the guide stones and, daggone, 2 weeks later they would blow up and fall down. Wow, what a coincidence. See, that's where we are. We still do not have faith in God. We don't, folks. We don't have faith in him. We don't. We might have faith towards him, but we don't have faith in him. We don't believe that he will do what he says he will do. Teresa, come on in.
Where's that? Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't think it was on. Sean Fauch is going to be doing worship in Columbus this Saturday afternoon. So if people want to hit up two places at once, it can go down to Columbus for the worship and then hop on over to your place for the Saturday night church.
Amen. What time's the one downtown, do you know?
To the best of my knowledge, it starts at 3, and I think it's right at the Capitol.
Amen. Amen. Now listen,
Floyd, I'm going to say, Sean Floyd.
You always know that I always like to poop in the punch bowl, right? We can go do all the praise and worship we want to. If we do not engage in activity after having done it, it's nothing but vain. It's in vain that we do that. The praise and worship empowers the action.
Yeah, that's why I thought that'd be good timing.
Yeah. I wonder if all those people would go call their city count. No, then I'm sorry. I'm cynical by nature. Thank you.
Wonder if they would come to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I wonder if they would. Huh? I don't know. I'm cynical. I'm sorry, Randy.
So, Coach, we prayed, we did the Georgia Guidestones, right? And things happen. Things happen. Coach, this little no-name group, no identity, nobody group in Oklahoma, we've done 63 Georgia Guidestones, two in Oklahoma, two in New Mexico, one in Georgia, and Glenn's doing them up here in Ohio. Coach, these are Georgia Guidestones too.
Amen, brother. Everywhere.
I'm telling you, Coach, we got to see the value in this. I don't know how to get people to wake up, but everything we're doing here, Coach, is setting in motion what the Holy Spirit's doing, Coach. We can't trump him. We have to engage with him and do his operation. And then when things fall, we go, well, we were just obedient. And that's what Trent's trying to say, Coach. We have to see the value in us, me and one more, you and one more, Trent and one more, Mel and one more, and just go take the hour or take the time and just
take down that
Georgia Guidestone right where you live.
I flash back in my mind early in my coaching career. I was coaching at Heath High School, and we were going off to play Watkins Memorial, I think it was. Watkins Memorial. I always rode the bus with the kids, and I got off the bus first. And I walked around and I looked back on the bus. And you know what I saw? I saw our guys in the bus cowering, meaning they didn't want to get off the bus because they knew they were going to get their arse beat. They didn't want to get off the bus. Folks, you got to get off the friggin' bus. You got to get off the bus. If we don't get off the bus, we ain't ever going to advance the ball. Yeah, you might get smacked around a little bit. Yeah, you might get your toe stepped on. Yeah, you might get your arm broke. But do you look at those little grandchildren, my little grandchildren, and how am I ever going to stand before them and say, hey, sorry, kids. Sorry you're getting locked up in jail for being Christian. But Grampy just didn't have the time. I just couldn't get involved.
Amen.
See you tomorrow.